the audition is just one part of it. You know, once they're in, then they come home with a set of usually challenging music that they have to prepare before the festival. And then once they're at the festival, they're rehearsing. And to make the best of the short amount of rehearsal time that they have to be very prepared.
Okay, so this year was in Klawak. How many students from Southeast were there, approximately?
Less than usual because of it being in Klawak and the amount of time it takes to travel there and back. So my best guess is that there was probably 85 kids between the two groups, whereas usually it's over 100 for the festival.
Okay, and then what was the festival like for the students from Petersburg?
Oh, they had a great time. Klawak was great hosts, and just the part that is always a mystery, do we have the right director with the right music for these kids? It's just an intangible that you don't know until you just start working. That worked out great. Each group, the band and the choir, had very capable directors, and the music was within reach, and the students felt that they could excel at it and weren't having to rush to get things just right or, oh, this will just have to be okay. You know, they were really prepared.
And then the directors, who was leading that?
The guest honor choir conductor was Dr. Andrew Robinette from South Dakota State University, and the guest honor band conductor was Dustin Seifert from Eastern New Mexico University.
And are there any students that you wanted to highlight from Petersburg who went to the Honors Festival?
I guess what stands out to me from watching the performance and the dress rehearsal were the three boys that we had in the bass one section. That would be Tol and Eddie and Alex Warhatch and Chad Lopez. I was very proud of them singing challenging music, and they had their music memorized, and they were totally on, and I was the most proud of that.
Anything else that you wanted to mention that I haven't asked you about the region's Honors Music Festival?
Yes. The Honor Festival is a unique opportunity for these small communities that it's held in to be good hosts and for the musicians that are there to have a great stay and to have a great environment to practice their music, appreciative audience to listen to the music when they perform. And Klawak did a great job, and Petersburg is going to host the festival next year.
Okay. And then what's next for the music students here?
We have three students going on to the Allstate Music Festival in 2 weeks, and that is Jasmine Uremia as an alto 2, Julia Murph as an alto 1, and Ava Lenhard in the band French Horn.
So where is that, and what does that entail?
Allstate Music is in Anchorage. That's just the larger version of what we do down here in Southeast. It's just statewide.